morning, gather round. It's
not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell.
Kink FM.
Here's the good news. And it is not necessarily the news, where our reporters, man, they conclaved all last night just to bring you these stories there. I don't know if I'm using that word correctly, but I'm going to keep using it. I'm going to keep using it. Welcome to our worldwide audience streaming live so you can see what you can hear on our Hank Facebook page. Morning, kids. Tonight's lead story. Well, it will be almost tonight over there this afternoon, but the proceedings begin here in just about 8 o'clock our time under the dome ceiling of Michelangelo's Sistine Chapel. 133 cardinals will vote to elect the Catholic Church's 267th Pope. Pope Watch. Unofficially called that.
Oh, okay.
Then they get it going, actually. They got a full day booked. They got a pretty big itinerary. Right after that, they're going to have a mass in St. Peter's Basilica. And then the cardinals will gather around the conclave about 4:30. And they will start taking the oath there. And after they take the oath, the Master of Pontifical Liturgical Celebrations, Diego Ravelli, will announce the extra ohms.
Oh, there's more ohms?
Which, in Latin, means literally everybody out.
Extra ohms.
Yeah, so it's they're shouting, get off my lawn. Out there. So that'll mark the start of the conclave. And then they're no longer locked inside like back in the old days. But they will take a vote immediately. Like, what? That's the first thing they're going to do. And while nothing forbids the Pope from being elected on the first vote, it has not happened in centuries on the first. So there's never been a first ballot Pope in a long time. So then we wait for the white plume of smoke to signal that the next Pope has been elected. And Cardinal Pizzabella on the show, 7:35.
You think it's going to be like a Shador Sanders situation? And they're going to have to go 144 rounds?
I think I may be excommunicated from a church I'm not even a member of after the show today.
Congratulations.
And also with you.
So, KB, I know you're not great at checking the mail, but make sure you keep an eye out for that Save the Date from Jeff Bezos and Lauren Sanchez. The duo are set to tie the knot this summer on his fabulous yacht off the coast of Italy. And it's a lot more than just something old, new, borrowed, and blue. It's going to be a major concert as well. Lady Gaga and Elton John handling the entertainment festivities. Meanwhile, Lady Gaga having a huge week after that bomb plot was foiled for her show in Brazil. Luis da Silva was arrested for masterminding the operation. A 17-year-old also arrested, 9 others under investigation. 2.5 million people were in attendance. Word is the singer and staff did not learn about this until after the event. And Luis da Silva recently deported from the United States.
I have not gotten the wedding invitation for the Bezos nuptials.
Well, maybe they're waiting for yours first.
I think they're probably lost in the mail with our invitations to cover the tomorrow night ACM Awards.
Oh. Well,
we'll just keep waiting for our press credentials.
So,
we're busy pressing. See how much we press? Well, it started, and jury selections have been interesting for the Diddy trial. It is underway up there in Manhattan, and potential jurors have been given a list right off the bat in their conclave of at least 190 people asking of this list, who do you recognize? Celebrities, public figures, names, Michael B. Jordan, Kanye West, Kid Cudi, Mike Myers, and other celebrities. Concerned by this, Michael B. Jordan, Kanye West, Kid Cudi, Mike Myers, and other celebrities roped in. They did excuse one juror yesterday. He said he couldn't go a day without creating some puff of smoke of his own. He said, I can't go a day without smoking cannabis. He confessed it would be difficult to go through the trial. And they let him out. You know, if I'm a potential juror for the Diddy trial, I'm coming up with anything
to get out of this thing.
Yeah.
Shaboozy.
Yeah, he's not on the list. On the.
No. So Luke Bryan has a pretty nice life, but make no mistake about it, he works hard for that money. He says those American Idol auditions can run for 13 hours in a row. And you got to spend time with every single contestant. Meanwhile, Paula Abdul does not have fond memories of her time on the show. She says a certain cranky judge has permanently damaged the left side of her brain with his British accent.
13-hour sessions, huh?
Long, yes. long.
You do got to be
long time.
And
your
Luke Bryan.
Dallas Stars continue their playoffs. Second round of the playoffs start up tonight. Go Stars. They'll take on the hated Winnipeg Jets tonight. Best of seven series. Go Stars. Elsewhere in sports, the Kentucky Derby winner, Sovereignty, says, well, the horse didn't say anything because it's a horse.
Mm-hmm. How do you know? Maybe it's Mr. Ed.
I have to send a reporter out there in the field.
Of course.
But Sovereignty will not run in the upcoming Preakness Stakes and instead focus on the Belmont, so no Triple Crown winner for this year. And haven't had one since 2018. Yeah. Getting the Triple Crown, though, tomorrow night at those ACM Awards. Keith Urban. He will be honored there and at the Frisco at the Star ACM Awards hosted by Reba. Bunch of artists are going to get up there and do a greatest hits medley of his stuff. Chris Stapleton, Brothers Osborne, Megan Maroney right there. He is a Triple Crown Award winner, and that means you've won New Artist of the Year, Artist of the Year, and Entertainer of the Year in your career. So, not many have actually done that. George Strait, Dolly Parton, Brooks and Dunn, Miranda, and that's about it. So, Keith Urban also announced he's going to run the Preakness, so that's good news.
Well, good for him. He's in good shape. So, there's a lot to think about when you go to Panda Express. Hot stickers, chow mein, sweet and sour pork, karaoke party. It's now going to be an option during Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. The chain is now going to be holding singing shindigs. Guests that buy a Panda family meal will also receive a free Panda Oki kit.
I know where I'm going.
I love it.
Thank you. It's that or the Bezos wedding or ACM Awards. I'm going to Panda Express Panda Oki. Google shared the top questions that people, and we assume, and they did too, probably kids, are Googling about adults. They include, quote, why are adults so mean?
Yeah.
Why are adults so stupid?
Yeah.
And why are adults so tired? I think
kids.
The assumption that kids are searching this is horribly incorrect.
I love it.
I know. And then finally, Prince Harry says he wants to reconcile finally with his family. So, yeah, he needs the money. He's Downton on his luck. 92.1.